the riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Feels pretty good to be back. I'm not going to lie to you. The dogs are tamed because we gave them dinosaur bones. So they're good. Welcome back, everybody, to Live with Johnny. It's been, I'd say, 3 weeks, and then before that, about 3 months or whatever it was. So before we get into sponsors and we get into all that stuff, I'm going to rip into our producer here.
Why would you do that?
I'll take the blame.
As a producer.
Yes.
You are the croissant of producers. You know what that means? You're flaky.
I took that as a compliment.
So
and then
close.
I need... Well, clever, right? Give me clever points, right?
Clever.
Flaky. 6.5 on a 10 scale.
Flaky,
right?
Soft, spongy, right. Delicious.
We need more consistency and we need more structure. Nobody, listen.
He's the reason we canceled.
Adults are talking. Okay. I don't want to have to go to a speak when spoken to process with you, but if I have to. See, some people say you can't, but I will put baby in the corner.
Literally.
Settle.
It's my fault.
Consistency, one.
First of all, the fact that you send me a text message saying I'm jet setting here and I'm jet setting there for work, as a guy who works from his couch, I know that you didn't want to get up. I also happen to know that the Kardashians released a whole new season on Hulu, and I feel like you didn't want to do anything except for find out what NBA player Khloe was bagging that week.
I feel so exposed.
How impressed are you, though, that I know that Khloe's name and that she bags NBA players?
We were watching the... He wasn't watching the Kardashians. I was the reason we canceled. I made him text you and cancel.
Okay, why?
Because I had a boy over.
She didn't have to make me... She didn't try that hard.
And I couldn't have a boy over if you guys were recording right fucking here in my bedroom.
Of all, you are an adult. You better not have a boy here at all because that's a fucking felony.
Oh.
You say a man.
I had a man here. A man's.
That's number one. Also... Kirk, I would go back and refer to our prior conversation about letting her seize your entire home as her own. So not only time out, daddy's talking.
I know where you're going.
Not only has she seized your entire property, she has seized what you can and cannot do inside and on your own property. And she's telling you your guest, John, cannot come tonight because her guest, probably some white, his name was probably like Derek. Or
Derek.
Or like a, let me see.
Austin.
Here.
No, imagine.
Yeah. Like a, hold on. I'll get there. I can see with like a, hold on. I'll think of it.
If you say his name just off this joke, I'll actually piss myself.
It's like a white dude named Bart. You know what I mean?
Oh boy, he's in the wheelhouse.
You're so close.
He's in the wheelhouse.
So
all right. You're probably a Brett then. Are you with a Caucasian Brett?
So close.
All right.
He's in the wheelhouse.
You don't have to tell me his name yet. Just yet.
Yeah, I'm not.
But listen. Live with Johnny's got to make it through the summer. We had so much momentum going.
We've
got to get there. One thing we do, and I'm guilty. And
I
don't want to
sit
here and harp on how bad our
show
is.
It's your show, though, so I'm not going to call you out. I'm going to allow you to
Baseball's been busy. Listen, we're in the playoffs.
Nice.
We got All-Stars coming up. We got a lot going on.
Nice.
But consistency and content. Consistency and content.
And
two
structure.
Seasons.
No, there was
There's one of
thing.
Start with MK. No, right?
No.
Is content with a K? Content's with a K.
Content.
You're dumb.
On a scale from 1 to Cheech, how high are you today, Hannah?
Super stoned.
All right. Before I ask you how you're doing, I know that the rest of us can't go outside because we can't breathe, but somehow you've managed to go from a nice little Caucasian girl to the nice Latina I see in front of me today. How fucking tan are you?
I've been tanning because I've had plans. I've been a busy bee this week. I've been hanging out with a boy.
She's not laid out in the sun, dude.
I'm not laid out in the sun. It's from the bottle.
This is not.
It's not natural. The sun's not good for you guys. Stay inside.
We do have a sponsor tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And because I think things are about to go downhill, so let's get the sponsor now before people fucking log out. Fly 3 Ventures, LLC. Fly3_LLC Ventures. They've got the summer apparel line out now. My boy Mike Grizz is doing great things. Him and his sons, they started their own business. They're young kids. He's a dude. I think he's about a year possibly younger than me. Fly3_Ventures. Great summer apparel is out. Go check it out. Go check out their website. Go check them out on Instagram. Give them your business. They got a nice set of flip-flops on there. They got some nice summer tees on there.
Nice.
Go hit it up. Nice. So go see Fly3_LLC Ventures. Last we logged off this thing
I don't
was Hannah was supposed to interview me, and the grand plan of things. Somehow she thought bringing up my dead dad was a great way to get that going.
Yeah, that went south quick, bro.
And it exploded from there. But as we were logging off that evening, at some point, Hannah told a dude she was going to fucking kill him and I hate you to, it would be pretty cool if you were inside me as well.
I never, so at ever, some point, ever said that, ever.
I think the viewers,
I'm going to have to go to the tape on
I
that
think
one.
The viewers would disagree. His name was Nick, right? Okay.
I'm over that now, though.
Yeah, please.
The guy that made her breakfast today, by the way.
I'm over here trying to be like, bright eyes, I'm coming home. She's like, Nick, spit in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Time out.
My Nana watch.
I'm going to assume that one trip to Target with your Nana, she knows you're a freak.
I think so. That's funny.
So as we were logging off, but what we're going to do tonight, Hannah's going to give us some relationship advice. We'll get there.
Yes.
Love it.
I'm going to ask Hannah a question. I have a question about the dark web to see if she's got any information for me
do.
On something.
I am on the dark
fascinating.
Web.
And I'm going to give you a couple of updates on things. So first update, Johnny's weight loss.
How much have you lost?
How are we looking?
Here's what I'm going to tell you to do.
Okay.
March 27th, I went to the doctor's office and I had a weigh up, right? I weighed 200 and I think 21 or 22
Jeez.
Pounds. Fuck off,
that's not bad, dude.
Weeble might wobble, buddy. Don't follow that.
Christ.
I know I'm wearing this baggy sweatshirt today, and I came in straight from work. I didn't have time to go home. How much do you think I weigh today?
Oh, you look slender.
Go ahead.
185.
I was going to say 192.
180, 185.
Right, 192. First of all.
Fuck both of you.
I will give both of you a hand job
Sled.
If you were right.
So not under 200 yet?
So funny story.
That's a big
Saturday. You look thin, though.
You do.
Listen, first of all, I'm married.
Okay, settle down.
Settle. Just, I mean.
Scarlet
I had a boy over and I had a man over and there was a girl and a midget and a dog and they were all happy. We can say midget, right?
Yes.
Little person.
Saturday morning, I get up. I go to the bathroom like a man.
Standing up.
And I decide I got to take a quick shower.
Yes.
Because we were going somewhere. So I jump in. Before I jump in a shower, I buck ass naked, jump on a scale. I get on the scale. And in my head, I'm like, I want to take a picture in case it says.
Wait, was this post-poop or pre-poop?
Post-poop. You don't ever weigh before the poop.
Thank you.
You weigh after the poop.
After the poop. Thank you.
Weighing before the poop?
That's
a rookie
poisonous,
move.
Yeah.
Step on a scale. This thing says 199.6 or 0.8. I am like a child.
That's a huge,
buck ass naked. I yell, Amy!
You made her.
She's on the couch looking at her phone. She comes running over. She's like, what? I'm like, I want you to see something. And first of all, I'm like a little girl. I'm like, don't look at me. I know I'm naked. Don't look at me, but I want you to look at the scale.
Don't look at my nakedness.
I just feel like a naked little chicken, you know? Big arm, you know, little legs, little arms, fucking big old belly. I look like a fucking. Anyway, should say Purdue on the back of my head. But. I get on the scale while she's watching. We're both like this. Oh my God. And she can't wait. And this fucking scale says 201.6 or something. Wait,
did you like shift on it?
I think sometimes it's gotta be I'm blaming it on the battery, so I've decided not to weigh myself again until this week.
It's not good to weigh yourself too often.
I know,
it's
but not. I need to see it say under 100 or under 200.
Well, stick with it.
That's if that's your motivation, that's what you
it's
gotta
there.
Do.
It. So that's our weight loss.
That's good.
We're at about the 7:25 hour. We'll give you the other update I have for you. Before we get into the world burning and other stuff, I got a question for you about the dark web.
Okay.
Because no one seems to have the truth.
I know.
No report, no news station, nobody's got the facts on this nonsense.
Hit me.
Is Jamie Foxx still alive?
No.
You think he's dead?
I think he's dead. I pay off of Kirk's credit card to listen.
I took your house. I took who can visit, and I'm taking over the payments.
Kirk buys me this podcast monthly, and they go into celebrity shit, and he is for sure dead.
Well, what I'm reading says he's still alive, but multiple online sources are saying he's dead.
No, he's
but
absolutely
he is still
dead.
Alive. And stable condition.
Because his family wouldn't even talk about what he was sick in the hospital with, so I don't think they would announce that he died. Right now.
Well, here's where it got strange for me. When his daughter said something about, oh, he's good, he's rehabbing, he's playing pickleball right now, I'm watching him. And then like 2 weeks later, like, oh, well, but, you know, he's still in the hospital and he's blah, blah, blah. He's got to get this, he's got to get that.
I think he's dead.
I think he's somewhere dead. Laying in a bed in a half a coma, maybe had a stroke and can't move half of his body or something.
Jamie Foxx death hoax spreads on Facebook and TikTok. I think he's alive.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not.
She also thought the fires were going to come and burn our house down because of TikTok. So
I have anxiety. What were you going to say? Gun to my head, what?
Gun to your head. Is he alive or is he not alive?
Not alive. And I know, I really am into celebrity, like, shit. Like, it's a hobby of mine. And I do not, I know that man is not alive right now. And if he is going to die soon. Like, he's on life support. He's in a coma or something. Brain dead.
And listen, the things that these publicists and reps, the lengths they'll go to in a situation like this, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know the Queen died 3 days before she actually died, but they waited 3 days to announce it?
Yeah, because they had to get everything in order.
And they wanted her to be the longest reigning. They didn't want it to make the morning paper. They wanted it to make the night paper so no one was talking about it. Like, it's all planned.
Mass media, man.
Right, but you can only get away with about 3 days of it.
Not really. I mean for she's the queen. She for probably the queen, but not Jamie Foxx. What the fuck is Jamie Foxx in the past 5 years?
Dude's got millions of dollars. That's they could have said, listen, we're going to take him to a private hospital. They could have buried him already. And if only six people know about it, and they that's...
That's what I'm saying. So we would never know until they announce it. We don't know. I think he's dead. And I'm...
She thinks he's dead.
I think he's
alive, but he's going to be in a new movie, and it's going to be Django in wheelchair.
Oh, that's morbid.
Django Unwheeled.
Django Unwheeled. Or if he dies, they have to pull the plug to Django Unplugged. That's fucking terrible.
That's rough. Too soon.
Anyway, RIP or maybe not RIP, Jamie Foxx. Whatever.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
I heard it was from the COVID shots, but we're not going to get into that conspiracy.
Oh, shut up, bro.
Also would not surprise me.
You don't believe that could happen?
No, I...
You don't believe there could be any side effect from the COVID vaccine?
No, I do. I just...
Okay.
I do.
As long as you're realistic enough to see
that. Do you believe that Joe Biden is an articulate speaker?
I think Joe Biden died a long time ago.
Oh, you think he's dead too?
No, like, I think they replaced him, or he's like, you know what I mean?
I don't think they replaced him. I think we're full weekend at Bernie's. I think we are.
That's what I mean. Like, they pretend he's not dead or something. That's what I think is happening.
If you knew what Weekend at Bernie's meant, you would get it.
Something about the uncle dies and they act like he's not dead. They, like, sit him up in the house.
Yeah, she knows what it is.
And literally, like, tie him to their
legs. That's what I think.
When they walk.
That's what I think that we were doing with Joe Biden. Like, actually.
That was a funny movie. I forgot about that.
Don't think Joe Biden knows where the fuck he is.
I know he doesn't.
I would have to agree with that.
And that's not a political statement. That's just
it's a personal statement.
I mean,
so from it doesn't human matter to human. What side of the fence you're on, come on.
Human Nobody to human, can, I'm worried about him.
I have not heard one person coming out saying he's such a great... I mean,
the other night he was doing something and they said, no questions. And he's standing there and he's supposed to walk away. But he doesn't walk away. He's just standing there and all the journalists are still yelling at him. And he's just sitting there like this. And they're like, but Mr. President. And then the people behind him are like, come here. And he's gone.
He's gone.
It all started with that fall down the plane steps. Remember how long? That
when
was
he
like
fell
an
off
expert.
His bike recently.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, that's where his handlers are just fucking idiots because they know. The people who spend the time, like his wife, I happen to think is one of the worst human beings in the world.
I would agree with that.
She facilitated this happening all so that she can get to where she's at. She allowed her husband to be taken advantage of. She's helped facilitate Hunter Biden be a crackhead, bang his dead brother's wife, and get all kinds of chicks
gross.
Pregnant.
That dude, like, is gross.
And she calls herself a doctor. She's not. I don't know. And I'm not. I don't want to get political, but
you're getting political.
She's terrible. No, I'm not talking about it out from a Republican Democrat side. I'm talking about it as a human being side.
No, some of this is
she's a horrible fucking person.
Logical human stuff.
She's horrible. So how have you been, Hannah?
I've been really great, Hannah.
Other than going full Leatherface, hit me off with it. You ever watch Something About Mary?
No.
Great.
You never saw Something About Mary?
Maybe when I was
Kirk,
a kid.
Can you bring up the picture of the lady from Something About Mary who tans? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Whatever.
While he's pulling
I've
that
been
up,
good.
Go ahead and tell us about the boy in the room.
I've been hanging out with a new boy.
Okay.
I won't say any more. I don't want to spoil it.
That's it. That's but we're in the entertainment business. We're supposed to give people.
And then I was miserable this morning, so I asked Kirk to do me a favor, and I made him order me breakfast from my ex-boyfriend's restaurant and go in and get it for me. Because I wanted
she did do that.
I wanted his food, but I can't go in there. So I was just like, this you is, need to do me a
this
salad.
This is what you're going to turn into.
Okay.
There you are, nurse. Right.
Okay.
That's you.
It kind of looks like me.
It kind of looks like you. That's how brown you are.
That is actually what I look like, low
yeah,
key.
I fucking hit. I'm going to call you Haniqua.
That's too far.
Guess what?
Too far.
Too far to where? Where are we going?
Politically.
We're not talking about politics. We don't talk about politics on the show.
Correctness.
From one to Cheech, how stoned are you right now?
I'm pretty stoned. I've been smoking all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
How's the job hunting going?
Good. I got a call back from the number one job I want, and they're setting up an interview with me in the next few weeks.
I didn't even know Duchess was hiring. That's fucking fantastic, man.
No,
look
I'm
at
so
you.
Excited.
Big D Hannah. Sorry.
I'm excited.
That's awesome. Good for you.
I'm very excited.
I've been following your Instagram story. You've gone full I charcuterie board every other day or what? What are we doing here?
Well, he was on a business trip, so Lisa and I were home alone. So we had like girls' nights and stuff.
I did actually have to go on a business trip even though I work from home.
Did you see my new habit I took up?
Puffing cigs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wake up every morning.
Did you post that on Instagram?
Yeah, I wake up every morning and I smoke a cigarette. Just one a day though, just in the morning.
Is it so you can poop?
Marlboro menthol, no.
Marlboro menthols, bro.
Never once had I ever looked at Hannah while she was talking to me and thought that she looked like Ethan. And she just made a face in the movement.
Did she?
I swear to God, it was tan Ethan.
I don't think we look alike. I never thought Ethan and I looked alike.
You have some similar features.
If Ethan would put the GTA down and go outside, that's what he would look like tanned.
Him and I look the same when we both have really big smiles. Like when we're both grinning,
yeah.
I think we look the same,
yeah.
But that's about it.
You both definitely do.
Yeah.
So how did we meet the boy?
Talk about the boy.
He knows someone I know, and we were introduced.
Okay. Mutual friend.
Mutual friend
which
introduced.
Is a good way to start.
And we started hanging out, and I'm obsessed with him. Like, I'm a new woman. Like, I'm obsessed.
Musician, too.
We said enough.
Well. Oh, we said no more.
Oh, yeah, because nobody. Okay.
A male musician.
Somebody who knows Hannah, and he's a musician. I know who it is. Scott Stapp. Go ahead.
Mr. Chicklets.
He's so nice. I'm in my settling down era.
Hannah, how long has it been?
Too long.
2 years.
I've been 2 years.
No. How long has it been since you've been dating this gentleman?
We're not dating. We're just hanging out. We've only been hanging out for 2 years.
You
weeks.
Just brought up settling down.
Yeah, I'm ready. Because I talk to
that's
a lot of
on
guys.
Her,
I talk to
horizon.
A lot of guys, but now I have stopped talking to all the guys I talk to.
Look me in the face and tell me that. Lying motherfucker.
No,
can't
God.
Even fucking go
no,
2 seconds without cracking a smile.
I swear to God.
Jezebel.
On Kirk's life. On Kirk's life. I don't.
Oh, see? Hey, we're going to be talking about your dead dad next. Better cut it out.
I cleared my roster.
Breaking Toter's heart.
Yeah, dude.
He was not on my roster.
I got a sneaky suspicion that dude's tricking me and coming home without telling me.
Is he?
Yeah, we'll talk about that
later. Surprise
later.
Reveal. I like that.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
This is the most, I don't want to say it too loud, but this is the most common behavior these dogs have ever.
I know,
that's why we gave them the antler.
So
just let them.
They're
fine.
Hannah should breathe more weed into their faces before I get
I
here.
I would never do that to my dogs. So yeah, I'm a taken woman.
You're
I'm off the market.
What about him?
I'll tell you exactly
makes you
what.
So smitten.
He is way too nice for me. He is genuinely one of those people who's really soft-spoken, doesn't talk a lot, so fucking quiet, but literally the nicest person ever. Like, way too nice for me. He doesn't know that yet, though.
He's a very nice person.
Are you
going to
break this
nice.
Dude? Are you going to be the girl who breaks
I'm trying. Dude? I don't want to.
Like, he's going to be very sweet to you, and he's going to want to, like, you know, whatever, and you're just going to be like, all right, fucking loser, enough. Like, give me some space. But in your head, really be like, get closer, get
you're
closer.
You're smothering me.
Yeah. I'm going to try my best not to, because he's so nice. He's
well, let me
so
ask you a
nice.
Question.
And I don't date nice guys ever.
And answer me this honestly. Why are you such a dick?
I don't know. I'm a dick to guys. I just think because I don't like them. And I know what they're capable of. And every man I've ever loved has hurt me.
Hold on, let me sip on this cup.
So I don't trust them. I know to expect
I've never
the worst.
Done anything to her. Don't look at me.
Let's say in your lifetime, you've had four boyfriends, like four real boyfriends. It could be more, it could be less. It's just for the sake of this fucking conversation.
That's a pretty good number.
Let's say four, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
And be honest, how many of these have you fucked up yourself? Don't blame them. They may have been mean afterwards, but how many did you...
If you want me to be dead honest, every single boyfriend I've had out of the three of them has cheated on me and left me.
Every single one?
Every single one. Every single one. The first one slept with 40 different girls.
While he was with you?
Yep.
What timeout?
Yeah, it was rough. That was freshman year of college. That was a rough time for you guys.
Michael Jordan of dating Hannah. How is he pulling up these numbers?
That was rough
for me. How long did you date him for?
Almost like 3.5 years.
And you're trying to tell me in 3.5 years he slept with 40?
No, he did that in like 6 months. Yeah, he was a man whore in college. We went to the same college together. And this was all done under my nose. He had to have dropped
out. You can't sleep
He failed all his classes.
There you go.
Well, yeah, because he had other stuff.
Because he majored in Punani.
And then the second one cheated on me with one girl and then left me for her. And then my most recent boyfriend, we only dated for 2 weeks because he left me for a 35-year-old with kids and he's 21.
In his defense...
There's
she probably makes him a sandwich or gets him a Capri Sun
and
afterwards.
That's exactly what I said. Juice bag? I said this, for real. This man needs someone to take care of him and baby him, and that's why he went for someone like
when
that.
They're done,
which I get it.
When they're done doing the deed, she probably folds his clothes.
Oh, I know.
She probably gives him a fucking Lunchable.
I've moved on.
Lets him sit in front of the TV and watch a fucking...
No, I know.
Well, you know, fucking Family Guy or something. He's fucking living life.
I know he is.
He's enjoying
good
the shit
him.
Out of
good
himself.
Good for him.
She's got to make dinner every night for her kids. There's extra fucking macaroni and cheese for him. Do you know what I mean?
I know. He's living the life. I get it. Like, I respect
She goes to do the dishes. He gets to have fucking Juicy Juice and Teddy Grahams with the kids. I mean, he's kind of killing it, if you ask me.
He's doing all right.
Wherever you are, kid. Proud of you. Whoever you are.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Gets a flavor ice for dinner before the kids go to bed. You know what I mean? Fuck, kid's killing it. Fucking killing it. Ice cream man comes. He doesn't have to fake that it's for him. He's like, oh, it's for the kids. She probably gives him the money because it's her kids. This dude's getting a fucking Choco Taco on her dime and pretending he's acting like a man.
Anyways,
proud of this kid.
Yeah, good man.
He leveled up.
What kind of music does a musician play? It's not going to give it away because you could say rock and roll. There's many of people in
like
rock and
indie?
Roll.
Indie? Indie / alternative.
All right, so he's not really a musician. I was waiting for it to be like a reggae. I was like, oh.
No.
So he works at Bob's.
We're not dating. I'm just obsessed with him, and we hang out occasionally.
Tall?
No.
No.
Midget?
No.
Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
Taller than me?
No.
No.
Shorter than me?
Yeah.
Rail short. Thin, too.
Stop. Everyone, just be fucking nice.
Bro.
He's not my type usually, but...
He's definitely not her type.
He's not
visually.
My type.
After something bad or weird happens, does he break out into like a oompa, oompa, oompa-dee-doo?
I have to leave
now, because I must poo.
Okay.
Oompa, oompa.
You're nuts.
No? All right. I just figured.
He's not that short. He's taller than me. That's all I care about.
When you met your dad, he's like, your dad's like, hi, I'm Kirk. And he's like, I represent the lollipop girl. The lollipop girl. No? Not him? All right.
Different guy.
I'm fucking 5'7". I'm over here making fun of short people.
Kirk's known him since he was a kid.
I have. Since he was probably 6 or 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
More hints.
All right.
Get to thinking.
We might as well jump right into the dating thing then, since we're talking about dating. Or do you want to talk about the world on fire and come back to it? Go ahead, make the decision.
You pick, do you think?
Okay. So.
The world is on fire!
You're in a relationship.
Oh. Which is on
there?
Fire.
All right, let's leave that out of it for right
my
now.
My dating life.
One of those dogs broke ass, and let me tell you something.
It's definitely Joe.
Oh,
that little black one.
My gosh.
She fucks it up.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's fucking sewer water. All I smell is hot, summery sewer water.
She's gassy.
She's a baby.
Dude.
Mama.
Holy.
She's a baby. Christ. Hi, babies.
To the people at home, I want you to imagine somebody took a shit on a hot, steamy day. Then they put it on the sidewalk. Then they mixed it with fucking mayonnaise. Wow. Then they spray painted it. Came back the next day, put more mayonnaise on it, and then put it back out in the sun for 4 more days. That's what that smelled like.
She's a brachycephalic dog, so she takes in a lot of air pockets.
She reminds me of my grandma's dog, and I used to have to take the dog, because that's a Boston Terrier, right?
Yeah.
You have to take her to get her anal sacs popped?
Nope.
Or do we you do that yet, yourself? But
no, we haven't. They express the anal glands.
Yeah.
We something. Haven't gone there yet.
The first time my grandma was like, you got to take the dog to the vet for me. I'm
they
like, all right.
The glands. You know. And
that's what she says. And I'm over here going, all right.
Oh, yeah. No. No.
I bring the dog in. A woman's like, oh, you want to stay with the dog? She gets a little fidgety when we do this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what are you going to do to this dog, you weirdo? She was, and all of a sudden she just whoop.
Yep.
And the dog's like, whoop. And I was like, whoop.
You felt it, right? I was like, you're like, whoa, whoa.
All right. So the dog's got to get her oil checked. None of my business. Next thing you know, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what is going on? And I'm looking at the girl. She can clearly see in my eyeballs that I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
I'm probably only like 25.
You don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Nobody ever told me dogs had to have their anal sacs popped. And I'm like, all of a sudden, she goes to tell me. And then she starts and she goes, well, you're about to find out. And all of a sudden, it was just like.
Ew, stop.
And it hit my nose.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Don't make that noise ever again.
Yeah, that. And how'd you like to have the headphones on and hear that?
Oh, my God.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's too good. Stop, bro.
You guys are out of your fucking minds. All right. Hannah.
Johnny.
Give the people some relationship advice. I don't know what direction you're trying to take this in. Are you trying to take us in the direction of how to meet people and to date? Or are you trying to give us solid advice for when you're in a relationship? What
you've learned some stuff along the way. It's time for you to share.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me questions.
Give me
answer.
You're in a good, solid relationship for a couple, 2-3 months. It's a new relationship. It's going well.
Okay.
Give me something that a man should be doing. In that time, how should the man act? Like, what are things he can do to promote himself better and to, you know, keep the woman interested? And I don't forget sexually. I'm just only talking about relationshipy, right? What are some romantic, nice things a guy could do?
I think the most important thing.
Buy me weed. Go ahead.
And Joel Pods.
Okay. Sorry. I think the most important thing for like the first few months is to be like really attentive. Like, you know what I mean? But when I say that, do you know what that word means?
I'm not even going to fucking turn around and look at her.
Like, you know, like, always,
fucking
like, just,
motherfucker.
Even if you're not hanging out with them, you're not just, like, checking on them. Make it known that you care.
Yes.
Like, don't ever have a moment where they think that you don't care.
Okay.
I think that's important.
And is it true that girls appreciate it when guys, I'm not going to say, like, remember things, but, like, if you
that
say.
That is important.
Right. Like, if you say something just in conversation and then a
it's
week later.
It's very important that they remember those things.
Like, you
for
mentioned
sure.
you like a certain thing.
Yes, that's very important.
That's a plus, right?
That's very important.
I agree.
So just be attentive.
Okay.
Okay.
And don't cheat.
All right.
Well, you clearly have a fucking axe to grind. And I feel sorry for you.
I mean, sorry for myself. It's rough.
Whoever that guy was, whoever banged the 40 chicks behind your back, I mean.
He didn't look like he could bang 40 chicks.
Yeah, he was hot in his time. Yeah.
Remind me to circle back to that because I do have a question.
He got
okay,
fat, though.
So that's something the guy can do. What's something the girl can do?
I don't think girls have to do anything.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's not why we're here.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, see?
We want equal. One-sided. We want equal. So fucking be equal.
That's probably why all my boyfriends cheated on me.
Yeah, for real. For real, though.
For real.
We want to be equal, but when the ship's sinking, I still go first.
No, I'm real.
Oh, my God. And I took a sip of the coffee at the same time, and the dog's fucking ass just went right in my mouth.
Hey, you're making her feel bad.
She's
easy.
She's getting insecure.
I will fart shame that dog
We're
until it walks out of this
her.
Room.
No, I think it's
that dog
important.
Oh
you have to
Christ.
Equally be attentive and caring.
So do you put as much effort into being attentive as you think he should put into it, or do you just say whatever? Like, at this point with the guy you're with, are you making a conscious effort to be attentive to him? I don't know.
Do you expect a guy? How old are you? 24?
22.
22? Calm down. I said 24. Smart. I say fucking 30.
I gotta stop smoking.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's fantasy. The cigarette.
Oh my God.
And the fucking margarita.
If I don't get a picture like that tomorrow with Hannah's face on it on one of those, I'm gonna be pissed.
I could just
it.
Recreate the picture.
She probably could. Oh, literally. I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea. Please remind me at the end of this.
Okay.
I'm writing it down.
Write
right
it
now.
Down.
Dead air.
Pick idea.
Dead air.
Dead air. I talked the whole time.
Dead air.
Do you expect gentlemen at your age to open the door for you?
Yes.
You do.
And if they don't, points against them, or it's a no?
Like first date. Very first date. Hey, I'm here to pick you up. Hey, cool. He meets you at the door. You're not even meeting mom or dad. You walk out the front door. Oh, hey, Gilbert, good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, hi, Hannah, blah, blah, blah. And then you go to the car and you just walk out to the car. Oh, it's a beautiful night to go on a date. And you go out to the car and he just lets himself in the car and he hopes you let yourself in.
No, I never really had guys open the car door, but like doors to like go into a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't expect a guy to open up a car door for you these days?
I would love it.
I don't think that's as much of a thing.
It's not as much as the thing. It's happened to me like on occasion, but it's definitely not the norm.
So you don't. You're not going to subtract any points.
No,
if he
I don't.
Open. Who the hell's got time to open doors when you're banging 40 broads? But go ahead.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. No shit.
That's a good point.
No shit.
I mean, Jesus.
No shit.
Dude clearly had a full time job.
Yeah. No, but like if we go into a restaurant and doesn't like open the door, hold the door for me, I'm like, hmm.
All right. What's the rate of what's
that's weird?
What up, JoJo?
Hey, JoJo.
JoJo did that with my girlfriend. You want to hear? We went out on a double date Saturday night with JoJo and his girlfriend.
You didn't.
Wait, your small son has a girlfriend?
Stepson.
First of all, from what I hear, you're dating a small guy. Wait a minute, are you a JoJo?
JoJo.
How old is your son? He has a girlfriend?
He will be 12.
No, that's girlfriend time.
He will be 12 this month.
I didn't know.
That's girlfriend.
That dog. That dog.
Oh my god, that one's really
bad. Oh
my god.
I
don't smell any of them.
That one's gonna hit
you. Don't do that.
Holy god. I can't even concentrate.
That one's bad.
We are under attack.
Well, JoJo should learn that he did open the door.
Can I answer the goddamn question? Can I talk to you for a second? We go out and this dude opens up the door for his girlfriend.
Car door to get in?
Yeah. Now
see?
Yeah.
Told you. Don't shame the dog.
Don't shame the dog, please. Judge. I'm 2 seconds away from just shooting myself. I gotta get out of it.
That smells so bad.
I feel like we're doing like an FM radio contest. Whoever can stay in the room longer, if you can smell this fart, this is Chad Rainwater.
No,
and I'm letting everybody know that if you can stay in the room with the dog's farts the longest, you'll win a Ford Focus. Here we go, dog fart number 7.
And she's right under the table, so it just wafts
God.
Up over.
I'm burning my shirt when I leave here. It's going to be stuck in the hood of my sweatshirt. I'm going to get home and take it off.
That is.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's pungent.
Text messaging.
Yes.
How?
Good one.
So you're dating a dude. You go on 2 dates. How often should he be text messaging you like, hey, just checking in. How are you? Or how about them fires? Or, you know. You think Jamie Foxx is dead? Like, how?
Is that a curve? Like, obviously, it's going to start slower. Like, maybe he texts you once a day, but as you get more into it.
Like, if you have a heavy text day on Tuesday, is it okay to be late on Wednesday? Or are you expecting him to keep it up the rhythm?
No, they don't even have to text me, like, every day, really.
You fucking liar.
Okay.
No, I swear.
Social media. Say you're with
them.
They
must like my pictures for truth.
I'm going to do the thing where I'm going to ask you politely to let me finish my sentence.
Well, what you're saying is predictable.
Let him finish. Go on,
speak,
John.
Papa.
It's that college thing where she's like, I graduated. It's clearly
it's called the talk over.
You fucking
sandwich. I already know what you're going to say before you say it.
She's going to be a sandwich artist for the rest of her fucking life.
Hey, yo.
Sandwich.
Welcome to Moe's. Thanks, Hannah.
Social media.
You couple dates, couple two, three. Now he's out on social media, and maybe it's a random Wednesday night. You were just on a date with him on Sunday, and there's a picture of him at a bar, maybe shoulder to shoulder with another girl. Other people there, but he's kind of close to her, and they're all like, oh, hi. And she's kind of like this with him.
No, that's a no-no zone? No, I don't. Listen.
Let me ask, do you immediately flip the fuck out and say something, or do you find out to make sure it's not a cousin or a sister first?
Right.
So maybe like a year and a half ago, I would say yes, I would immediately flip out. But I'm trying. I think I've calmed down a little bit. I'm less crazy. But he could hang out with other girls, but there's no need to post a picture about it on social media.
Okay.
Ever. Well,
how about if one of your friends that he follows or there's some connection there, if you see him like or interact with another girl's post?
That's my friend.
Yeah, or maybe not your friend.
If they're not my friend, absolutely fucking not. They could like whatever they want, but if you're commenting on another girl's post in any capacity.
So no commenting on
another.
No! Okay. All right. We just want to know.
It's thirsty.
I'm writing these.
This dog is dying. The dog is dying.
We're not even going to be able to finish it. Josephine.
Pick her up.
Oh my
God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life.
I don't know
what
dead baby turtles smell like, but I'm going to assume that this has to be as close as it could possibly be. Holy.
So a like is okay. A comment, not good. Let's get back to it.
How long you're dating before you go Facebook official? Like, when do you expect him to put up there in a relationship with
Andy? Now, you're not on Facebook. Yeah. We get it. But that's a valid question. Like,
I think you're referring to the social media hard launch. When you post on social media with your mans for the first time.
How long does that take or before you expect it or get concerned if it doesn't happen?
And for the record, I was a huge baby about it, and I still am with Amy. Like, I was so proud and so happy to be with her that I was like, Facebook.
Did you actually bring it up as a point of point? Like, did you say, are we going to update our Facebook?
I don't remember how it went down.
But there was a discussion?
I think there was. And if there wasn't, I'm a psychopath who thought about it every minute of every day for quite a while.
Me. So there's different levels. There's two levels. So posting on your Instagram story or your Snapchat story, you could do that after a few weeks, like a month. Because that's like a story, like it disappears in 24 hours.
Hard
launch on Instagram.
On the grid.
I'd say
on the left-hand side of Facebook, it says, in a relationship with Hannah Malin. When do you want that? When do you expect that?
Well, maybe you have to equate that to something she uses. So I think what she's saying is
I would say probably
post.
2 months of actual solid official dating.
I didn't even know you could put stuff like that on Instagram. I'm never on Instagram.
Well, she's kind of translating the Facebook thing into a post of her and him on Instagram, kind of implying, hey, we're together.
That's like three months official dating. But like on a story, it could just be like a month of seeing each other.
But now you're in a relationship.
I'm not in a relationship. What do you? I'd like to be.
No.
Guys. We're
hypothetically talking about relationships.
Oh, okay,
over here.
I'm in a relationship.
I knew this was going to be a lot. But we're doing good. We're getting there.
Now, where do you expect his social media pages to be at now that he's with you?
They don't need to change, but I don't want to go to his page and it looks like he doesn't have a girlfriend. Like, I'll take one post. But I cannot go to this man's page and there be no evidence, no trail of me whatsoever.
If you do the Instagram hard launch, you post a picture of you and him together.
That's fine. That's
date night.
I mean.
No. Let me finish. She's even fucking doing it to me.
Well,
do you expect him to reciprocate that? In other words, it's on your grid, you and him.
I would want him to then also want to share me with the world.
And if a month goes by and he doesn't, is there a discussion about it?
I mean, I'm crazy, so I'd probably be like, well, what's going on?
Okay. We're learning stuff here.
Are you embarrassed of me? Like,
exactly.
What is it? Like, what
Thank
is
you.
It?
We're learning. I'm taking notes here. We're going to be fine.
But I've learned that every time you launch someone on social media, and then you get all the evil eye haters on it, that's when it goes to shit as soon as you launch it.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
That's why I would not.
Because you get all the evil eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, but why do you allow other people to intervene?
No, it's the do you know the theory of the evil eye? Like, if there's people preying on your downfall, like, all that negative energy is going to intervene.
Right, so everybody looks at her grid and they're like, Hannah's
her
with this guy.
She's a boyfriend.
This isn't going to work
I'm
out.
Jealous.
I look at it this way. I look at it this way. Say Hannah and Gilbert, and I see Hannah and Gilbert in a relationship. Right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Let's say I'm Gilbert's ex, or I'm some girl who likes Gilbert, and I start to say, doing what you're saying, the evil eye, praying against it.
Yeah.
My train of thought is anybody who prays for something bad about somebody else is only putting a bad juju on themselves.
No, but it's true. But it also,
so I don't think you should worry about affecting your relationship as much as it's going to affect the person.
Energy wise, it does.
I don't think somebody else's negative energy fucks with you. I don't.
It does.
And I'm not. Don't get me into crystals and energies and shit, because that's
not
who I am.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do crystals. I do energy.
I go as far as my
astrology sign.
No, what's the word I'm looking for?
Karma.
No. Like, you're believing something.
Spirituality.
Faith.
No. I was gonna say as far as my
convictions.
No. There's another word.
Values.
For it. Keep going. No. I believe in the rally cap in baseball, and I believe in
superstitions.
Superstitions.
Thank you.
And I believe don't shave. Like, if you're on a win streak,
yes.
Don't shave.
Don't
fucking shave.
That's real. That's
like,
not even.
Like, the Mets
real.
In the 15 World Series. I forget who it was. I forget the player. It might have been Matt Harvey. Beard, not unshaved. And then we get to the World Series and
he shaves
clean shaven.
Don't do that. Don't do that, bro.
I don't think being superstitious is good, though.
Man. You got to look like a hockey player who hasn't shaved all season, can't get his mask on.
Yeah.
If you're winning, weird, dude. You leave it. But
because you don't have time to shave.
It's not good to be superstitious, though. It's not good at all.
Yeah, but it's human nature. If it keeps happening, you're going to believe in it.
I don't believe in superstition.
Agree to disagree.
All right, so the world, then this begs a question from you, Hannah. And I'm trying to do the thing where I'm not looking at you because I realize as I do, everybody has to stare at my fat neck.
Plus, we can't hear you because you your okay, mouth from the mic.
Shh, shh, shh. Men are talking.
I'm just telling you.
Are you right now ready to rescind your Nick, I love you, come back to me?
Oh, this is a hard-hitting question.
And while you think of this answer, let me say this. You went full fucking cuckoo bird.
I am cuckoo bird.
You went full, what was that movie? The chick boiling a rabbit's on a stove.
Oh. Fatal Attraction.
You went full yeah. Fatal Attraction. You started
Glenn with, Close.
You started with, I'm going to kill and murder and maim to, I need you back inside of me, spit in my mouth.
No, okay. Well.
She doesn't like that.
We're not going back to the videotape, but that's what you said.
I don't need to go back to the videotape. You know, I didn't say that.
So the world needs to know. Time out. If Nick, you like the new guy. You like
I really
guy.
Like
we
him.
We like him. We
good guy.
We like Lots. Him.
Good guy.
We feel like we can get in a positive place and a good stretch with him.
Absolutely.
Right?
Potentially.
Right. I mean, go to the grocery store with him. You get to get the stuff off the top shelf. It's a whole thing.
Right. It's a rigmarole.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Can't ride bumper cars and shit, but
no,
you'll have to get past that. Things are going well. We're 2-4 months in.
Okay.
Your phone goes bing, and you look, and it's fucking Nick. And he says, I've seen the error in my ways, and I believe that we should give it one more go. Even though you know that Nick's a cock and it's never going to work, and he's just going to fuck with you again, and it's just going to be all bad. What's the move?
I wouldn't give in. I wouldn't. I was only so cuckoo.
Lies.
I was only so
lies
cuckoo.
Lies have been detected.
Because he didn't want me. And I like people the most when they don't want me. So if he.
That's her toxic
if
trait.
If he, like, men who want nothing to do with me, I love them. As soon as they show interest in me, I'm like, I'm out of here. Don't care. Get away from me. So, like, I don't actually like
so
him.
So Gilbert has until the day he comes up and he says, Hannah, yes, I love you. And you're going to be like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And then you're going to ghost him?
I wouldn't, but I would have to do some serious, there'd be some serious inner conflict to not
Hannah,
be a
why
bitch.
Can't you love yourself?
I wish I had a Dr. Phil soundbite.
I'm working on it. But no, I don't think I would maybe answer him and see what he wanted, but I would never take him back, and I'm not a cheater anymore, so I would never do that.
I think Nick was a safety net for you.
I know, like, he's like comfortable.
Right, you There's kept no, him around just...
He's a plan B.
Exactly.
See, Melissa says the girls like the chase.
Girls like the chase,
I think
babe.
She is 100%.
So right. You like to... So I'm a married man.
Now.
Melissa's engaged. You're a Jezebel.
Stop calling me that.
Scarlet letter.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Even my wife is a wife. Melissa's a fiance. You're a girlfriend, for the better lack of a term, right? Yeah, I know you're not that area yet, but for right now, you are. At all points, all levels, girls love to still be courted and chased. They want the man to always make them feel like they're going after them, right? I mean, that's what you're trying to tell us, that you're trying to tell us that women sit back, say to yourself, I'm wonderful, I'm great, he's lucky to have me. Now let's see if he can keep me. Is this what we're learning?
Well, I think men, the difference in men is men love the chase too, but it's like a primitive hunter. Like, the men love the chase until they get the prey, and then they're
well,
like,
nothing to do with it.
Well, all right,
men.
No more chase.
There's men were always, and I may in the way past have been guilty of myself of a catch and release.
Exactly.
Like you get there, you get you hunt, you right. hunt, you hunt, you right. get the kill, and
it's like, yeah, whatever. You okay, I did it.
Yeah.
That's why
game
I hate,
over.
That's why
I spend
hate
every
men.
Now.
You guys suck.
Now and
thank
and,
you.
And every human being has the tendency to get complacent or take things for granted, which I mean, I don't think I do, but I spend many of my time worrying about making sure I'm still showing my wife how much I love and appreciate her. But I'm a special case because Kirk would tell you, we all thought I was going to die alone. We all thought that Johnny doesn't.
Well, that's because you told us that.
I didn't like myself. Never mind.
You told us that. You tried to convince us.
Said that many times.
Do you know what I mean? I know.
No, I get it. I get it. But no, I like men more when they want nothing to do with me.
So you want what you can't have.
Yes.
Forbidden fruit.
And then when you can have it.
I'm like, meh. Get away from me.
When you're not in a relationship, we like the challenge.
Oh, so she's saying.
So
wait, does she like the challenge?
So fiancés and husbands, we can quit now. We're good.
I think she's saying.
You saying we get the rest of the week off? We get the rest of the week off. I'm taking the rest of the week off.
There's a couple ways to take that.
You're stupid.
Week off, guys. Long weekend.
Says the girl who's fucking dating some dude who right now is down in New Haven Green playing the acoustic guitar for fucking quarters, and she's like, he's in an indie band. He's over there. He's over there. He's so insightful. He's somewhere on a rock right now. He's like, hey there, Delilah.
What's it like in New York City?
Oompa doompa doompa-dee-doo. Hey now, Hannah and Nanner, I think I love you. Oompa.
Okay,
that's okay. Enough of that.
Funny. Think of it this way. If you do fall in love and he moves in, you just put your weed on the top shelf. He'll never get it.
You can keep it away from him.
Bang.
This joke's not funny
it's
anymore.
It's a hype joke. Oh, you wanted to circle back to the guy that slept with 40 chicks.
Who was you a told fan, me to he remind was, he was you. A fan favorite in this household. We loved him.
We did.
Sure wish I could remember one.
Fuck. All you told me was to remind you. I don't know what the thought was.
Oh, I do know. All right.
You were very insistent.
Relationship advice. Not sure if it's good yet. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm looking at myself in the viewfinder.
She loves seeing herself.
I'm a narcissist.
Hannah.
Johnny.
How many women did this dude bang before you decided it was time to call it quits? Or did you find out about all 40 at once?
All at once, bro. Well, actually, let me be
honest.
Can
I ask you a question? Are you exaggerating 40? Like, what's the real number?
I'll tell you what I know. So we dated for 3 years, and two and a half of those years were in high school, and he cheated on me once in high school. He slept with someone else, and I forgave him. And that was my bad.
Shouldn't do that.
I should have known.
Shouldn't
and
do
then
that.
We were up. We went to the same college together. He was on the lacrosse team. So, like, sport houses, they have the parties. So, I'm going to the...
I was trying to keep it cool.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to keep
that
it cool.
That one's bad.
I was hoping you
that
guys
That one's
wouldn't.
Really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's bad,
I'm sorry
bro.
To interrupt you.
That one's bad, bro.
Oh, dude, that dog.
Oh, my Joe's. God.
Don't Joe's you come near me. Oh, my God.
Come here.
Come here, Mama.
Come here, baby.
You're stinky.
Dude.
She's so scared.
All right, so frat
my
parties.
Eyes, look at my eyes.
Frat parties.
That's bad. Yes. So I go to the lacrosse house. He's on the lacrosse team. And you know how they do, like, door guys at parties? Like, there's a guy running the door saying
checking
you
the
can
door.
Get in.
Yes.
So and one of his older teammates is doing the door. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, whatever. I was like, is so-and-so here? He's like, why are you looking for him? I was like, because he's my boyfriend. Like, he's like, you guys aren't dating. I was like, yeah, we are dating. He's like, how long have you guys been dating for? I was like, 3.5 years. He's like, you haven't taken any breaks? I was like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, he's inside. And then I get a text like 2 a.m. that night. And it's the guy from the door. He's like, can I actually come over and tell you something like off the record?
Bro, he ratted?
I let him in. And he was a senior when I was a freshman. I let him into my freshman. He was just trying to sleep with me, but I
clearly I was gonna get to that.
I still owe him because he no one else is gonna fucking tell me. I let him in my freshman dorm. He's like, listen, Hannah, he's banged at least 20-30 girls like in the past like year, and he told everyone you guys were not together, so we just all assumed you guys were broken up. That's why I was shocked. All
right, but now at this point it's just that dude's word who's probably trying to get in your pants.
No, because
how
I
do you confirm
in,
all of it?
I went 2 a.m. kid leaves my house. I go to my boyfriend at the time's apartment, make him let me in, confront him about it. He starts crying, admits to all of it.
Oh, what a bitch.
Punch him in the face. I give him a double black eye. Get my shit, and I leave. Haven't spoken to him since. It's been 3 years.
So Melissa says, I hope he was at least good in bed after 40 women. So did practice make perfect or what?
Once again, I'm just not going to comment on these things.
So the 40 number is...
Talk about a dude jerking off a fucking dial soap that you won't talk about.
2030. It's a number. 20 is a lot. But
in college, 20 is like reasonable. Like I could...
Well, here's the thing. 20 to 30, okay, he's in college. Year, it's the fact that he did it while he was in a... When you are in a relationship, you're not supposed to sleep with... anybody else.
Yeah, it was a tough
time. That's how murder suicides happen.
That's true.
It was a dark time. I considered murder
suicides. I'm fucking mowing everybody down.
Yeah, it was rough for me.
I'm fucking Johnny.
Shock it all.
Johnny Mall shooter, baby.
But I'm fucking done.
I'll turn into a white kid in eighth grade real quick.
I think it's kind of funny now.
Well, you learned some stuff.
I look back and I'm like, him and I were both so young. Like, I don't really hold anything against him. Like, we were just kids and we were both fucked up.
No, clearly. I mean, you can't. Guys, you can't.
I don't really.
You can't accept. I'm going to tell you this as you get older. You're only 22. But as you get older, you don't let no man do that to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't.
I don't think it's
defensible, but I also don't hold a grudge against him for doing it. Like,
and unfortunately, you have to learn lessons along the way.
Nemo, Grand Slam, he's telling me.
Grand Slam? What is that?
Nemo. He's a Mets guy like me. He's watching the game. Nemo must have just hit a Grand Slam.
Good for him.
Great.
Hannah? You deserve the best.
Thank you.
You are lovable. You should be loved. No man should be physically cheating on you. No man should have an affair of the mind. No, there's, you know, what's the word?
Emotional
affairs. Emotional affairs, physical affairs. You don't deserve any of it.
No.
Thank you.
That's, you don't settle for that shit.
Yeah.
You keep giving out double black eyes for that shit.
Yeah, I was proud of that. I was really happy about that.
I want to tell Anna, look at me through the camera. Like, we're looking at each other right now.
Yep.
You are worthy. You are kind of okay looking.
And gosh darn it, people like you.
Gosh darn it, people like you. But really, don't put up with that shit.
No, I don't anymore. I was young. I was like in 18, 19.
When you're as lucky as Kirk and I, and you find the one that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Fingers crossed.
You'll know. You know how you'll know? Because the one doesn't do that bullshit to you. That the one won't put you through that nonsense. Dog, you want to be my friend. After making me smell your swamp ass for the last 48
minutes. She's a baby.
Come on, show everybody who the swamp ass is. Who's a good swamp ass?
Yo, just who's say a good hello. Swamp ass?
Ladies and gentlemen, swamp ass.
That dog.
Oh, my God.
This is my big mama.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, Joe.
She heard me say I was married.
I'd take a bullet for that fucking dog. That's my spirit animal.
All right, get down.
All right, get down.
Thank you. Go see Peepaz.
Good girl.
You're a good girl.
All right, Hannah?
Yep.
I don't know if we helped anybody here tonight.
No, I don't think we did.
It was funny, though.
I gave it a fucking shot.
Nah.
It was funny.
The guy who slept with the 40 girls. Get your fucking wiener check, bro. Holy moly.
Yeah, that was the first. Actually, another iconic thing I did is I was so pissed because I was really close to this family. Like, I used to stay at his house for like weeks at a time. So as soon as I found out, I woke up the next morning. I went to get tested because I'm smart. Went to get tested like 7 a.m. the next day. I text his mother and father in a group chat. I said, your son cheated on me with 40 girls.
She threw him under the
bus. I just found out about it. I'm going to get tested right now. And I would like someone. I know he has no money. So one of you can Venmo me for my STD test right now. And his dad Venmoed me.
How much?
I think he just sent me like 50 or 70. It was like, I was free. I had insurance. I just like wanted to be a dick. Because I was like, he's going to go to them and be like, why did you guys break up? Oh, we just broke up. I was like, nah, they need to know.
Imagine being that dude's dad. He's like, yo. Why did I just have to Venmo your girlfriend $75 for STD tests, you fucking jabroni?
Jabron.
Yeah, I threw him under the bus. You're not safe with me.
That's fucking redonkulous.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
I was scorned.
I'm hoping next Thursday we'll be back here. Like I told you, I do have playoffs coming up.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
We're talking playoffs. We're talking playoffs?
And I got a couple ideas too. But anyway.
Okay.
One other update. I don't know if you guys remember, but we mentioned earlier this year that the Live with Johnny cover band was going to go out on tour for 2024, summer of 2024.
Yes.
Quick update.
Quick update on this.
I haven't found anybody to be in a band yet. We haven't rehearsed one
fucking
song.
No band yet.
So okay. We got to find a Kid Rock, Shooter Jennings, a couple GNRs,
yep.
Stone Temple Pilots, and a couple other Loosey Goosey songs.
Yep.
We got 20 song set. We're going to rip it up.
2024. Songs. Perfect.
Two Live with Johnny cover band. We see you the summer of 2024.
Yep.
Today's June 8th.
It is.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Your anniversary.
My one year.
One year.
Happy anniversary.
So before we go, I'm going to give a nice sappy emotional toast to my wife.
Okay, right? You do that. Right. No, you do that. We'll be quiet.
Nothing says let's talk about my 1 year of marriage after talking about some dude banging 40 chicks behind Hannah's back. Here, knock on wood, we can all be so happy. 1 year marriage tomorrow. Our wedding was a beautiful day.
It's an amazing
day. My wife is a dime. Remember how beautiful she looked in that dress?
She looked
big, sexy boobs, like, and pretty.
Yes. Boobs were great. The dress
boobs
was
all
great.
I could look at, though. I was boob envious.
She just looked great. Head Absolutely. To toe. Amazing.
I realize how lucky I am. I realize how happy I am. And I realize how much of a psycho and how much of a weirdo I can be. But there's nobody else in this world that I'd rather spend every goddamn minute of my life with. And I'm so happy that I found you, my dear. I love you. Happy anniversary. Before we close out, I will ask everyone, not Nick, but everybody else, how are you? Reach out to the ones who aren't reaching out. Those are the three most important words in the English language. And sometimes we don't reach out. I myself have been reaching out with someone I went to high school with who's in some pretty dark times. And I'd like to say that she's doing better. Not sure it had anything to do with me, but I got an update from her about 2 weeks ago, and she's, you know, finding the help that she needs and trying to get herself right. So if she's listening or watching, I'm hoping you're still doing that. And I hope it's still going in a positive direction. Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. We're going to celebrate 1 year. Then we're going to spend the next 50. Well, I'm not living that long, but like 30.
Around 50.
I love you more than any man should ever love any woman. And I am the luckiest man in the world. And you are a dime. So Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. To the rest of you, we will see you when we see you, and have a good night.